and carry, and there's nothing I love like standing up to corrupt bullies and thugs and scum. And I know history's on our side in the fight against tyranny. So that's why I'm taking action. Don't sit by idle while destiny passes you by. All right, who's up next here? Joshua in Florida, you are on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you, my friend?
Good, buddy.
I wanted to actually comment quickly on the last caller. I would encourage all the people that follow into that demographic to get involved with the AARP and use that as a vehicle to really spread this information. I think he could do that. That would be helpful.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I'm not mad at the caller. He was a nice guy, but he said, give me solutions. And then he said, oh, that's not really, you know, he acted like I didn't give him one. So,
right.
Only politicians are going to tell you everything's fine if you just do what they say.
Oh, absolutely. Also, I wanted to comment, man, you were on the Alan Cohn show the other day, and that was excellent. We really enjoyed that. And it worked out perfectly because the whole week building up to your appearance on the show, our group here in Orlando, we were calling Alan every night talking about the civilian inmate labor program, talking about the MIAC report. And then you were just able to come in on Friday and completely tie everything up. So that was great. And thirdly, I guess with the tea parties that are going on, there's going to be a big one here in Orlando tomorrow at Eola Park. It's supposed to be about 6,000 people, but we do have a group of about 20 people and a couple of bullhorns. We're going to go down there tomorrow. We have close to 1,000 DVDs, probably more by then, to give out with the Obama deception and all kind of other stuff. And I want to encourage people who are in Florida who are wanting to get active. Maybe, you know, this is the first time you're hearing this and you don't know where to go to. You can go to www.meetup.com/Orlando 911 Truth. We do a lot of stuff. And last thing, then I'll let you go, Alex. I know you got a lot to do. But we're going to have a special celebrity endorsement tomorrow. We got a life-size Barack Obama cutout we're taking to the rally with us, with a speech bubble that says, new administration, same agenda, one world government.
Well done. Good to hear from you. And again, folks are calling in going, what are solutions? The power of the people, just with the Obama deception. I mean, people are sending me videos all over the country of huge DVD copiers, which aren't even that expensive, just copying, and giving it to everybody. And this film's been out for a month. Tens of millions of views online for free. The thousands of DVDs we've shipped out in the highest quality being copied everywhere. It is explosive. And then we've got these giant CDN servers. And we've told listeners, PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can share it with 6 friends and family. Just tell them don't share it because then it'll bankrupt us or the servers will shut down. I got a $40,000 bill or something for the overage. Yeah, that's where the video, the film sales go right back into the servers to pay to give it out. And that's because the members, we let members give it out to like 10 people. You know, 10 people can enter the passcode and use it at any one time. And they just shared it with everybody, and it was just really financial hardship on that end to have done that. But that's when you know you get success, when you're, you know, using, what was it, like 90 terabytes or something for the Obama deception? Hey, Matt, what was it, 90 terabytes last month? They don't even hear me out there. 90 terabytes? Over 90 terabytes? Over 90 terabytes. For folks in IT, you know what that means. 90 terabytes. Now that's serving a video out, baby. That is serving a video out. And now, you know, it took me years just to get the money to have servers and people that could run them that can handle that. Because we're talking about 90 terabytes in a month. And $40,000. So go buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com, folks. We need the money.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Happening. Adrian Salvucci, the economist down in Argentina, documenting what their collapse was like by design with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Having trouble getting connected to him in Argentina, way down there on the tip of South America. So that's coming up. If he's not on today, it'll be on tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I've got just tons of important news I haven't even gotten to yet. Like 911 Commission Council, government agreed to lie about 9/11. The big prestigious Talkers magazine has listed me in the top 50 talkers of 2009. All these years they've ignored me, and they stuck me in here with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mike Gallagher, and all these other people like Michael Savage and Mark Levine, and this is ridiculous. I almost don't even like being on the map with these people. But Talker sent me a not Dr. Laura Schlesinger. But I guess I should feel nice that that they included me in this. Very bizarre, though. Where do they get these 50 people? Oh, it doesn't matter. This was just sent to me. Okay, anyways, let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. I have a lot of issues that I could bring up, but I have two major ones that I'd like to bring up. One is the thing about Obama wanting to have national service on 9/11. And... what is it? I just wondered if anybody has thought about 2 days beforehand of this year, because I'm thinking that might be like a false flag terror thing that's going to happen on September 9th, 2009.
Oh, that would be 999, wouldn't it?
Yeah, turn it upside down.
666.
Exactly.
Well, look at how they bombed Madrid on 333. Look at 77. Look at all the other bombings. They always do it on weird cryptic numbers, because not that we believe in that. It's them that believe in this weird Babylon Mystery School numerology system. But folks thought it would be really bad on 666, you know, 2006, six months, 6 day, and nothing really happened. So sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. There's no doubt they want national compulsory service. The bills are introduced. They pulled it out of one version, put it back in a new one, 1444 or 1444. And so that's certainly all going on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just one of my thoughts when the next false flag terror will happen. Also, I'm 41 years old, and I haven't had any vaccinations, flu shots, or anything at all. My mother didn't believe in them at all since, you know, I was a kid and everything like that. The last
was she with Al-Qaeda? Because, you know, the government says, folks, that's in these reports. If you don't want to believe in the vaccines, you're also a dangerous terrorist. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And I only had a tetanus shot when I was, like, 17. That's the last shot I had like that. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody else out there that has been like that. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, I haven't had a vaccine since I had surgery for a broken leg when I was 16 and they gave me a tetanus shot. So I haven't had any vaccine since 16 either.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on and on, especially about family court and you name it, you know, because I haven't seen my kids in almost 3 years because of that. And
well, what happens is they don't even give them to grandparents now. In fact, John, I sent you a bunch of clips of those. You got those news clips? Okay, well, we're going to play that clip later. Thank you so much for the call, Dan. Jim in Pennsylvania, then Marie in Germany and others. Jim, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you. Welcome.
I wanted to comment on what you were talking about earlier, getting active and doing different things. I'm a student up here at Kutztown University. And I've been doing all I can, Alex, putting flyers out, giving people links, giving people copies of the DVD, whatever I can do.
Well, thank you, sir. Yes.
Sorry, I thought I disconnected. But, yeah, I'm beginning everybody from left wing, right, left wing, all to try to open their eyes, try to look into what's going on.
What do you think about all these governors and talk show hosts and Ann Coulter saying they want to fight the New World Order? Didn't exist all these years, but now they want to fight it.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's just so, like, everybody's getting to think one way, that they're trying to jump on our side and try to get a consensus with the population that's opening their eyes.
Exactly, exactly. But they want to make us think that they're on our side. Just like Benedict Arnold in the Revolutionary War, they tried to deny this because they were part of it, and then now that they know we're becoming the majority, they're trying to act like they're with us, but you look at their actions, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's going to be betrayal.
Yeah. I got another thing to say. I'm up here on a college campus, and I've been noticing little by little, you know, the last couple months or so, you know, every once in a while I'd walk out and I'd see military person walking by, every people in uniform, just a group of them walking down the street, and I always found it a little odd. And I was listening to your interview with Jim Tucker about an hour ago, and you guys were talking about cigarettes, and you got me wanting one. So I went outside, and I'm having a cigarette, and the van pulls up, and it's got a military, and it's got a guy in full uniform in a big green van. He rolls down his window, and he says to me, "No, you can't smoke that here. You got to get off campus if you want to smoke." And he pulls away, and I see it's got a federal bump. He's got a federal license plate on the back of his thing. And I was wondering, you know, why are they here, and what can we do to get them out of here?
No, they're being quietly encouraged to boss people around. So you'll have a mass shooting, they show up. You'll have a DWI checkpoint. The Army or Marines are there. You'll have the governor of Tennessee say, we heard you're going to run illegal checkpoints on highways. You're not allowed to. And then it was in the Tennessee papers. The Army said, we don't care what the governor says. We're going to do it because they intend to fully, slowly implode the economy. And then as the riots and things break out, they'll pose as the saviors, put troops on the streets. The public will say, yay, they restored order. That will then set the precedent for the full military occupation, and then gun confiscation will come after, like Senator Dianne Feinstein said. She said, we're going to ban your guns in 60 Minutes. She said, we're going to ban them. But she said, we're going to do it in our own time. And so they got to first economically hurt us. You know, they hate our guts. So they're happy to just steal, destroy the dollar, crush our future, get us enslaved. Once they've got that, then as the IMF engaged in Argentina and other countries, once things fully implode, then the riots, then the troops. And we do have our next guest on with us, and I appreciate your call. His Adrian Al-Salbucci, and he's a researcher, author, speaker, international consultant, economist, advisor to international companies specializing in political, economic, and financial power structures of globalization. He's a founding member of Argentine's Second Republic Movement, and he's 56 years old, four children, and he has the website asalbucci.com.ar. So A and Salbucci spelled S-A-L-B-U-C-H-I. And he's the author of several books on geopolitics, international relations, and other subjects. The bio goes on and on. And, of course, he wrote a series for major newspapers like World Government. So he's an expert on the New World Order. And he's from Argentina, where they engineered the collapse. I'll never forget the Washington Post, right after the collapse of Argentina, reported that within 2 weeks of it happening, middle-class people were homeless and a truck dumped over with cattle, and the people were running up, slicing wet globs of raw meat off, gobbling it, starving to death. And Argentina is still in desperate straits, the most wealthy country in Latin America, on par with the U.S. They let the bankers come in. Same thing was done there. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. How are you? Great to say hello to you and your audience.
That's great to have you here. Sorry we got the numbers mixed up, but we at least have to the end of the hour. We're about to break. Okay, parallels. Tell folks what happened in Argentina versus what's now being done to the U.S., Iceland, Europe, Australia.
Well, we had a series of collapses of different characteristics. We had one in 1975. That's why I always say I'm 56 and I went through three of them. One in 1975, a much worse one in 1989 that ended in hyperinflation, and the very worst was in 2001, 2002, which is the one you're referring to, Alex. And what happened then is the whole banking system collapsed, the chain of payments collapsed. People had their money completely blocked in the bank. They just couldn't get it out to even buy the most elemental necessities of life or pay their petrol and their gas in the car tanks and so forth. And as you say, we did have some extreme cases. That's the one you said, you know, people, very poor people, impoverished people doing anything to have something to eat. And the net result is that once the whole thing more or less came back under control, about 50% of our population went below the poverty line, and they never came back. They're still down there below the poverty line because these New World Order people work with a lot of psychology, and they know that people, in the long run, get used to anything. So they've arranged to have us all get used to just at least half the population to living below the poverty line, and it's now just more of a question for the police than a question of actually getting things done. I call it, Alex, when you're in grief over somebody's death, we've all lost a dear person in our family or a friend, and at first we feel shock, and after that terrible grief, and then it's terrible sitting down at the dining table and seeing that the chair where your dad or your mom used to sit is empty. But after a month, after 6 months, after a year, you get used to it. You cope with it. And they did that. Part of the experiment they did with us was that they took our money away. Everybody was banging pots and pans down the street. Everybody was screaming, yelling. I had friends that literally, and I myself, wanted to set fire.
Stay there, sir. Got a break. Amazing. From Argentina. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Adrian Salvucci is our guest, economist, researcher. He wrote back in 1995, World Government, the book, and how they were controlling his nation. It's the same thing. IMF and World Bank brag. You heard Jim Tucker earlier with sources inside Bilderberg. They are celebrating. Well, George Soros is in the news saying this is the greatest time of his life, the culmination, that he's behind this all, and they can't wait till you're bankrupt under their control. This is a tool of their control. They can't wait to turn the police loose on you. That's why CPS kidnapped people's kids that are poor. They want all your kids. This is them taking over. This is a military operation. Okay, Mr. Salvucci, continuing, you've lived through this. And I love the analogy you do of showing a peso and the devaluation of it. Continue with what the globalists are doing and what's going to happen here.
Yeah, that what you were saying, Alex, about the peso that I show in the YouTube film is just to show a one peso coin, one Argentine peso coin, will hardly buy you a bus drive in downtown Buenos Aires. And yet, through four monetary reforms, that same peso in 1970 would have been equal to 10 trillion pesos, which would have bought you Argentina four times over, so to speak. So that is, we know what inflation and hyperinflation are all about. And what I was saying just before the break, and this is something that we should all keep in mind, I think that Argentina in 2001 and 2002, when we had our financial, banking, and monetary collapse and meltdown, in a way, we were sort of a trial case. We were sort of an experiment to see how people would react. And in the how people would react, let me just tell your audience that on 30th November 2001, we all learned from the radio and the TV that there was an extended bank holiday and we couldn't get our money out of the bank. If you had anything in your current account, you could take up to, I don't know, say $100 a week. And if you had large savings, fixed deposits and so forth, you couldn't take it out, period, until further advice. The first reaction of people was to go crazy. People started banging pots and pans down the street. They attacked and broke the windows in banks and so forth. That happened for a while. After a month, it continued to happen. After 3 months, it happened but a little bit less. And by the 6th month, people had gotten used to it. They had sought other alternative ways of surviving, more or less, and they got used to it. And I was making the analogy of when you lose a dear person who has died. First, you're grief-stricken. Then you can't believe it. Then you're really terrible. But as time goes on, life goes on, and you have no choice but to get used to it. And they realized that with Argentina, in spite of the fact that 50% of the population ended up below the poverty line, in spite of the fact that absolutely everybody, to a greater or lesser extent, lost part of their assets, and a lot of people lost a lot of their assets, in the long run, people get used to it. So they probably have taken quite a number of clues from the Argentine experiment. Let's just let them scream. Let's let them kick. Let's let them have their temper tantrum. But in the long run, our answer is tough luck, and people end up getting used to it. So in a way,
I think
is what they're going to be doing with you guys.
Exactly. I want you to talk about that. But in 2002, the IMF World Bank documents got leaked. BBC reported how they bragged, how they engineered that in Argentina, and how they shut the bank money off, even though they had it, to create a loss of confidence so people would panic. But I want you to speak to that. But I want folks to understand, Latin America has more resources in South America than the U.S. does many times over. The people are hardworking, too. The elites brag that they hyperinflate things every few decades to keep the people poor. And the elites buy up real assets while they're inflating it. Then they announce it's worthless to destroy confidence and consolidate even more. Now they're going to try this here. They've never really done this here because they're afraid of the guns. They decided to go ahead and do it here and march the military and police against the public. So that's why this is going to be so much worse than even Argentina. And so this is what's going to happen. The government's going to take everything most of you've got. Go ahead, sir.
I hate to say this, but unfortunately, you are right to a great extent. I think we have to keep in mind that economics, in a way, is a branch of psychology. And the greater the crisis, the more psychological it is, because whatever you do to keep your assets, whether it be money, shares, other currencies, and so forth, it's all based on your psychological perception of how good or how bad a particular currency is. For example, we didn't stick on to Argentinian pesos because we knew that they were inflating, they were becoming grossly devalued, and we would stick on to dollars, which in 2001 and 2002 was a sort of our version of flight to safety. Now, I think we have to keep very much in mind that there is a very large psychological factor behind all of this. They are, in a way, trying to take all the options and the alternatives away from us. I think that
Stay there, sir. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up with the economist and author from Argentina who was writing about the New World Order back in the mid-1990s, fully aware of what's happening. We'll come right back to him on the other side. We really appreciate you joining us, sir. We'll be right back with Adrian Salvucci. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Got him on about 20 minutes late because of the phone problems to Argentina. But we're going to have him back up the next few weeks. He's an amazing political mind, and I want him to be able to roll with how the same people orchestrating their implosion, orchestrating ours. And we have the documents. This has even been in mainstream news. I mean, they're cold-blooded. The same folks, they're ruthless. That's why they're in power. Meanwhile, they've got their front man, Obama, acting like he's going to fix it all. Before we go back to our guest, I wanted to tell you about a few of our sponsors. One of them is SurvivalistSeeds.com. You can now grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. You need to get self-sufficient, folks. These people are vicious. They're shutting things down. Survivalist Seeds has now drastically reduced their price on heirloom seeds to the lowest out there. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Get 6,000 heirloom seeds for a really low price. Be sure and check it out. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now. So people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. SurvivalistSeeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse that the globalists are engineering. Also, another fine sponsor dealing with preparedness is Pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 1994, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. They've been on the web since 94. Wide variety of personal safety security products, free shipping on orders above $99, pepper spray of all kinds of strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and a lot more. Okay, again, thanks to our sponsors, and also don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Going back, and I'm going to try to now just sit down and shut up and not ask questions and make points, we are joined by Adrian Salbucci. International consultant, economist, author, you've been predicting what would happen in Argentina years before it happened. You've been predicting what was going to happen here. Break down how they engineer this, what we're facing, and any ways to bring these criminals to justice, or is it just a wonderland of Ponzi scheme criminals in control of our governments and military, and they're just going to continue to oppress until nothing's left?
Well, let me say this. I fully agree with everything you've just said. It is a Ponzi. It's a global Ponzi scheme of criminals. They have huge amounts of power, but let's not forget that their power is based on our alleged weakness. And it's not so much that we are weak as individual citizens, yourself in the United States, ourselves in Argentina, the audience that's listening to us now, but we are all very separated, and they ensure that we are all kept completely atomized. In other words, everybody doing their own thing. Because if you add the power of just one part of the critical mass of peoples in the various countries, we are far more powerful than they are. And they know it. That's why they permanently wield psychological warfare and psychological action against us to make us believe, A, that they are more powerful than what they really are, and B, that we are far weaker than what we really are, because that is the secret. That's the cat in the one coming out of the bag. Now, as far as predicting, I don't think it's so much a question of predicting, Alex. It's a question of understanding how the model works. Once you know something about aerodynamics and turbines and a couple of other things, then the mystery of a flying airplane is no longer a mystery, because you understand the model. And if you understand the model, you can understand the internal trappings and how the whole thing works. So, for example, as far as Argentina is concerned, our collapse in 2001 and 2002 was brought about by a huge, enormous, unpayable public debt in U.S. dollars by the government. They couldn't pay it, and the whole country collapsed. However, you might ask, well, why did they do that? The reason they do that is exactly the same reason as to why Shylock lent 3,000 ducats to Antonio, the Merchant of Venice. He told them, look, if you don't give me back the money, I want a pound of your flesh. And he couldn't give back the money, and he wanted a pound of flesh. And Antonio's friend said, I'll give you three times the debt. But the Shylock, the miser, would say, no, I want my pound of flesh. In Argentina, the pound of flesh is called our national territory. They don't want us to pay the $300 billion we allegedly owe them. They want to have control over the country and control over the territory. So a debt usually is a good excuse for other things, just as for Antonio's pound of flesh. So what they did with that government, it was a very stupid government, they got the bankers to indebt Argentina completely. They did this through well-paid and well-financed presidents and ministers of economy and so forth. And once the whole legal structure was set up, they made sure that we couldn't pay back, and since we couldn't pay back, they collapsed us.
Well, I was about to say the government, from reading the documents, wasn't stupid. They were bought and paid for to sell out your sovereignty, just like they've done to us. And, you know, you talk about how we have the power. There is an awakening to them, to the globalist worldwide, so it's all coming to a head what these scammers, what these Shylocks are doing. So, absolutely. Please continue. I mean, they set up deals where they give fiat, IMF, and World Bank money, backed up by other taxpayers in other countries, and then they make the countries like Argentina then only invest that money with the private corporations owned by the private banks. So they, it's just insane. Go ahead.
Exactly. So you see, the point is, and you made a very valid point there, is when you start understanding what these guys want to do, and perhaps one of the best ways to do it, I'll tell you, I use this example in Argentina, and people will understand it, is, look, think of the Kirchners, who are the president, Cristina Kirchner, who's the president of Argentina, or think of Obama, or even George W. Bush, any president. Don't think of them as the president. Think of them as your national CEO. So if Obama is your national CEO, that automatically triggers two key questions. If Obama is our CEO, who sits on the board of directors of the United States of America? And much more important, who are the shareholders who own the United States of America or Argentina or Brazil or any country you like? When you start understanding that, then you realize that what these guys do is they go into any country, yours or mine. They identify the SOBs, and believe me, there are millions of them, who are willing to sell out their country for money, for prestige, for fame, for power, for personal power. They pay them all they want. They pay all their campaigns, and then they have them as CEOs to do their own dirty work. They don't need invading forces. They don't need an invasion, as you've had to do in Iraq or in Afghanistan, or you did in Vietnam, which is, looks very bad in the 6 o'clock news. They know, and Argentina is a prime example of this, that they can do this through the control of well-paid local managers to do them their dirty work. You know?
Absolutely. And that's what globalism is these international bureaus of internationalists training the bureaucracy to go out and take over the nations of the planet through economic espionage.
You know, there's a Washington Post journalist who wrote an article saying Argentina did not fall alone. Wall Street pushed till the very end. It was an article that appeared in the Washington Post in August 2003, which Mr. Bluestein later turned into a full-length book. And he gives full names, addresses, details of how Wall Street literally produced a scam. They even incurred in gross professional misrepresentation and professional liability for badly performing as a bank, and they literally drove Argentina and those who invested in the Tango bonds to bankruptcy. And at the same time, right after our crisis, in August but of 2002, the New York Times ran a very interesting and shrewd article, which I think states it all. They said, will secession be the key to Argentina's problems? And they wrote an article as to why the whole Patagonia, which are the 5 southern provinces of Argentina, should secede from the rest of the country and on their own try and see if they could sort out their global problems. Because if they could split Argentina into 2 parts, it would be that much easier to control and take over. So as you can see, everything they do is part of a grand chessboard. And I'm not quoting Zbigniew Brzezinski, but it definitely is part of a grand chessboard. And all that we need to do is understand the trappings, understand the mechanism, alert our countrymen, alert our folk. And as you said a little while back, Alex, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay, we haven't really taken too many ounces of prevention. We're going to have to take a lot of pounds of cure. But we're still on time. We can still do something about it. We can still fight back. And the best way to do it is to do it with your wonderful program where you're really explaining this to a lot of people. And we should even use the technology that they've made available to us, as you do with the Zeitgeist, the Obama Deception movie, and a whole host of other things that you're doing all the time, Alex.
Well, yeah, they put some of my stuff in Zeitgeist. Now, expanding on this, studying this, sir, as you've been doing for decades, what point is the United States at? How do you see them trying to bring us down and consolidate things? They're openly announcing they're going to implode the whole world, set up a new bank of the world that will set the carbon taxes, regulate every facet of our lives, have its own military to rule us. I mean, we're going from the bankers being behind the nations running things to openly putting crowns on their heads and saying, we own you.
Exactly. So
speak to that, this new imperialism, this new colonialism, but openly by the polycentric bankers.
Look, I think the key to this is to understand what they mean when they say New World Order. You know, New World Order doesn't mean that it's what they're going to do tomorrow. New World Order is a generic term. They used it in 1919, just when they founded the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs in Paris, after the Treaty of Versailles was imposed upon Germany and Austria-Hungary and the Turks. They talked about a New World Order after World War I. When World War II was about to end and they got together in Bretton Woods and so forth, it was to form a New World Order, which was the Yalta schizophrenic world of the post-war, Second World War with the USSR on one side and the USA on the other side. When they were getting ready for globalization, they knew that the USSR had to go. George Bush announced, George Bush Sr., we're going to have a new world order called globalization. Fine. Now they're talking about another new world order. And that new world order they're talking about now is world government. It was announced on 8th December 2008 in the pages of the Financial Times London by one of their key journalists, Gideon Rachman, and the title of the article says it all. They just wrote, now it's for world government. We're going for world government. And the guy says, I'm not talking about governance. I'm not talking about international cooperation. I'm talking about world government. And that is the next stage that they want to drag us into. That's why it's so bloody dangerous what's happening right now.
And then you find out that they are literal eugenicists who gave Hitler his own ideas. You find out they're total control freaks on a power trip and that they've been working for a world government so they can literally carry out one-child policies, culling, you name it. I mean, if folks are upset about world government, they should really be upset if they know what the end game is. From your research, sir, how are they planning to bring the U.S. down? How do you see these phases unfolding? And what is their end game from your research?
Well, the terrible thing, I think, unfortunately, is now, and I fully agree with you, Alex, it has a full name. It's Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, people should realize, how is it possible that somebody who was completely unknown 4 years ago was lifted from obscurity in Illinois to full Washington, D.C. pomp in just 3 years and is the president of the United States with an unlikely name of Barack Hussein Obama? Barack Hussein Obama is the CEO, and I think what we have to see is the people that they've placed around Mr. Obama. You have three types of people, basically. You have the CFR think tank people. You have the Clintonites, who are the people like Larry Summers, Timothy Geithner, Robert Rubin, even Paul Volcker, who came a little bit from beforehand. You have them as the architects of the legal changes of the 90s that brought about this financial monstrosity. I mean, they actually are the architects of what happened then. They're back in power. So you have the Clintonites back in power, you have the CFR and Bilderberg and Trilateral Commission people back in power, and unfortunately you also have the Zionists back in power. I mean, you have a chief of staff who has double Israeli-U.S. nationality, probably belongs to the intelligence service of the Israeli Defense Forces, and his father fought as a guerrilla terrorist in the Irgun Tzvi Leumi. I mean, you have very, very tough people there. You have David Axelrod. You have Hillary Clinton, who's an absolute Zionist. You have Joe Biden, who in a TV interview in Israel, in Shalom TV on 7th April 2007, he said literally, and you can watch this on YouTube, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. I'm a Zionist. So I figure, who's in power in the United States? Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer, in their splendid book on the Israeli lobbies, showed the way they exert so much power, they wield so much influence, that they end up forcing the United States to give priority to the Israeli national interest above the United States of America national interest. So you see, we have to be very careful with minorities that usurp power. We have to be very careful with who the people are around Obama. And my feeling, and I see this from very far away in Argentina, is that Obama looks to me like the last president of the United States.
You know,
because
I agree with you.
They want your downfall.
No, listen, I totally agree with you. This is the death of the Republic. He is the closer. That's what all the experts we keep talking to. He is the curtain. They'll still call us the U.S., but his job is to destroy everything the United States is and has stood for. We've been used as an engine to dominate and finance enslaving you and many others, but now we're the Christmas pig. They are openly saying they're slaughtering us. They're going to bring us down below Latin America. You take Argentina. You have the old saying, as rich as an Argentine. You go back 100 years ago, people in Argentina, folks, were more wealthy than Americans on average. They were the richest country in Latin America. And the very same. Look at Iceland, one of the most wealthy countries in the world, totally bankrupt overnight. This is what the bankers do. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that basically when we start having those ideas more or less clear in our minds and we realize what the purpose of Mr. Obama is, a key matter to keep in mind, just as it was necessary to go from the bipolar world of mutually assured destruction and the Yalta Agreement, it was necessary to go to globalization, and one of the two big ones had to go, and they decided that the one that had to go was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and the USSR went almost without firing a shot. Now, to go from globalization to world government, they need for the United States to go and to become, as you were just saying a few minutes ago, okay, you can still exist, but you are no longer a superpower. You are no longer the indispensable nation, as Madeleine Albright liked to say. You are no longer the primus inter pares. You're just another country, and you're going to be pauperized so that you look like Argentina and like Brazil and like Indonesia and all these other countries that have been hit hard because it's their way of saying we are in charge. Now, mind you, I personally, this is perhaps is more for from a philosophical point of view, I think they're going to fail because what they want is absolute madness. What I do fear, Alex, and I fear this very much, is these people will not take defeat for an answer. In other words, it's not a question of saying, oh, we're going to defeat them and they're going to go running away with the tail between their little paws and they're just going to run away. I think these guys, if they are faced with total defeat, might just trigger a full-fledged war and say, well, what the hell? If we can't have the world, nobody can have the world.
Well, no, that's what RAND Corporation says. They want to start World War III, not just worldwide economic collapse, to do this. Let's talk about that in the final segment. We've got to have you back. Adrian Salbucci, a best-selling author, researcher, lecturer, economist. It's asalbucci.com.ar. And we'll get that up on screen for folks at prisonplanet.tv as we simulcast. You got all these special interests that run Obama, run Bush, like they're errand boy. And they are stealing everything you've got. Your whole future's gone unless you say no.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I'm going to have our guests back up for an hour and a half or something the next few weeks. Take your calls. Amazing research, amazing foresight. I'm going to go over some of his books and articles he wrote 15-plus years ago, breaking all this down. And there's Patriot, people that know about the New World Order everywhere. Avian flu found on Western Kentucky poultry farm. Politics Environment reporting that Mexico, Singapore halt poultry imports from Kentucky. Folks, the globalists could try bird flu, nukes going off in cities, anything. They're in power because they're ruthless. And so we'll discuss that in closing with our guests in one moment. One more sponsor I want to let you know about that makes this show possible, Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And you can find a great realtor, get the buying and selling information on your own home. All you do is type in your home address. You'll get an instant free estimate on your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And, again, it's free. They also have an optimizer tool, sale maximizer, that lets you know what the best, most inexpensive improvements are to increase the value of your home. For over 10 years, these folks have been helping sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com by clicking on Max, little orange Home Gain Gorilla. That's HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Okay, going back to Adrian Salbucci, and we want to, again, put his website up on screen for folks. It's www.asalbucci.com.ar. We got it up on screen for folks there. In the last 3 or 4 minutes we have left, you're absolutely right. From my research, they've said they will do anything. They'll release mass plagues so they can pose as savior and then offer the solution. They'll detonate nukes. They'll attack other countries. I guess the main thing is discredit them, expose them, have grand juries, indict the bankers like Madoff, start arresting these people. I mean, because like you said, they're still going to attack us. I mean, what do we do?
But I think, Alex, the best thing we can do is stick together and start at least pointing ever stronger fingers at them. You were just saying that they will, the avian flu and all these other scams that they prepare. I'd just like to, in closing, read you a very brief news article that I'm sure you've already know, but I think it's worth keeping in mind. According to ABC News, on 20th October 2008, during a Seattle fundraiser, Joe Biden, who's the real power behind Obama, I mean, your president is much more Joe Biden than Barack Obama, said, "Mark my words," I'm quoting, "it will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. The world is looking. We're about to elect a brilliant 47-year-old senator, president of the United States. Remember, I said it standing here. If you don't remember anything else I said, remember this. Watch. We're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis, to test the mettle of this guy." Now, he didn't know that he was being taped. And then when he realized that he was being taped, he said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But it's more than obvious that Joe Biden is really in the know. He must know that something is being prepared. He must know that a false flag event is going to arise somewhere, maybe in the States, maybe abroad, maybe American interests elsewhere. But something that will bring the people together, fanatically, they hope, that like 9/11 did. And that's going to be the excuse to put chips under your arm, take your property away, take your guns away. So we have to be very careful and very shrewd and very alert not to let these guys bullshit their way to world government.
All right. Well, I hear you, and people are really starting to get concerned, Mr. Salbucci. And like you said, it's the big oil defense contractors, foreign lobbies. This country, the whole world is being taken down just like your nation was, and we've got to stand together against it. We'll talk to you again in the near future. If you can come on with us, we appreciate you joining us.
Just let me know when, and I'm there to help. And thanks a lot, Alex, for this interview.
Thank you. No, thanks for coming on. We'll get you on with Jason Burmans, who comes on 9 to midnight on the InfoWarrior the next few weeks. We'll have you back here to take phone calls. Take care, sir. All right, there he goes. Retransmission starts now at one place on the Internet, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And then on your AM/FM dial out there. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all the sponsors and listeners. Keep spreading the word. We had a big show today. Be sure to tune into the rebroadcast right now. God bless you. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.